What's going on, K-State Nation? This is Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, another weekend daily coming at you here as I'm recording this on Friday, yes, July 7th, 2023, Friday night, before actually a more calmer weekend for yours truly here in the podcast and outside of that as well. If this is your first time listening to the Pearl Project Podcast, appreciate you for doing that. The next thing you need to do, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, whatever. Use your podcast in. I have not said this in what it feels like ages, but make sure you tell a friend, tell a K-State friend, your roommate, family, alumni, well, of course, your family, of course, everything else in between about this podcast. You know, oh, by the way, we're going to be ramping up dailies here more than likely in August there as sports are going to be picking up here. So, of course, women's soccer, women's volleyball. We got season tickets starting to get on sale in between soccer. Yeah, soccer is going to be out and then this upcoming week. And then you have volleyball also. So we got a lot of things starting to ramp up slowly here as we get a little bit deeper into July and approaching August as well. So definitely make sure you stay on top of that and stay on top of this podcast as well. We had a lot of great feedback, of course, on the daily. So we'll be bringing those back along with the postcast here this upcoming calendar year for Kansas State sports. So I'm looking forward to that. Of course, hopefully when you listen to this, episode 165 will be already out of the weekly edition of this podcast with myself and Alex Ains. So definitely go check it out and feel free to download previous episodes / dailies as well. House cleaning out of the way here real quick. Sticking with football, right? Five Wildcats earn preseason All Big 12 honors. We kind of already covered that in that episode there, but I'm just going to go over it again here on the podcast here. Cooper Beebe, obviously, Phillip Brooks, super senior, Kobe Savage returning from a ACL injury they have, the rise of Ben Sinnott and Phillip Brooks there as well. Let's see. I'm just going to read one key note on all five of these players. Of course, if you think back to last year, K-State had had five players as well on the preseason list. So this is the second consecutive year that the K-State football team, led by, of course, head coach Chris Klieman, have players in the preseason All-Big 12 team and has led the league with six last year. The Wildcats tied for the most this season, of course, with preseason number one ranked Texas. Yeah, all that came out on Thursday with the preseason rankings coming out and, of course, the All-Big 12 team also coming out there as well. Kobe Beebe, the stable of the veteran offensive line. They're a preseason All-American by numerous publications there. He has started all 35 career games. Phillip Brooks enters his super senior year, ranked second among school K-State history, tied for sixth in Big 12 history with four punt returns, four touchdowns there. Kobe Savage, who transferred from Tyler JUCO prior to last year, he played his butt off. Of course, I already mentioned the ACL last year there. He earned votes for the Big 12 Defensive Newcomer Year. I thought I mentioned that last year on this podcast as well. Ben Sinnott really came on strong last year, and I'm anxious to see what he's going to do this year. First Big 12, well, all Big 12 first team honors after leading all the Big 12 tight ends / fullbacks and ranked fourth nationally by averaging almost 15 yards per catch there as well here. Treshawn Ward, the newest K-State get here. Of course, traded from Florida State. He totaled just over 12,000 rushing yards and 12 touchdowns in his career. Of course, he led Florida State with 649 yards and 7 touchdowns there. En route to an all-ACC honorable mention there as well. And I meant to mention this on the weekly edition, but I'm going to mention it right here. We're going to have media days here pretty soon. That is going to be, I believe, next Thursday. Yes, it is. As I'm looking at my calendar here, next Thursday at AT&T Stadium, Arlington, Texas. Of course, last time we were there, you know, y'all know what happened. K-State winning the Big 12 Championship in football over TCU. That game will ever stick out forever for K-State fans there as well. So, going right back to the scene, and hopefully we're going to be talking about them again in this upcoming December. Who knows? Who knows about that as well? So, again, representing the K-State Wildcats, I talked about this 2 weeks ago on the weekly edition, Kobe Beebe, Kobe Savage, Will Howard, Daniel Green will be representing K-State there. And I believe Big 12 Now and ESPN Plus will have coverage of this. And you can find interviews on the K-State social media channels there as well. And speaking of getting closer to activity, K-State will open up, obviously, at home against Southeast Missouri. Yeah, Southeast Missouri at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, September 2nd in prime time. And, of course, for those of you who are not able to get tickets, won't be able to obviously be there. It's big support, obviously, coming off a Big 12 title. That game will be on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. So there you go right there. Just a little bit of nugget with our five preseason all Big 12 guys for K-State there. Again, that is... that is Phillip Brooks, Kurt Beebe, Kobe Salvage, Trishawn Ward, and Ben Sennett there, right there for you guys, right there. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Once again, find it wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, and a few more other places out there, including Player FM as well. So make sure you go check us out there on that. Like I said, there's going to be some more weekly weekend dailies from here on out. Saturday and Sunday. We're not talking about the daily right now unless something pops up very important. I'll hop on the mic and talk about it here on this podcast. So, but we're going to be slowly but surely ramping up the dailies here beginning around the first week of August for sure, as fall sports will be beginning the preparation for 2023-24 seasons as well. But that's going to do it right now for another edition of the PPPD edition of this podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.